The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Deb Zuver from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Community Connections. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from websites, announcements, and other sources with opportunities to connect to your community. Let's begin with Winston-Salem, Forsyth County. Forsyth Blind Bowlers. The Blind Bowling League has been rolling balls on the lanes of Winston-Salem for more than 20 years. Most of the bowlers have some visual impairment, but sighted persons who meet requirements are also eligible to join the league. League bowling occurs during the fall and winter months. There are various tournaments throughout the season, including the Charles E. Roan Invitational Blind Bowling Tournament on the third Saturday in March, held in Winston-Salem. The league is a member of the American Blind Bowlers Association and the Carolina Bowling Alliance. Each member pays an annual sanctioning and weekly bowling fee. Also, the Out of Sight Support Group provides moral support and recreation for adults who are visually impaired. Monthly activities include guest speakers and periodic trips to places of interest in North Carolina. The group meets at Polo Park Recreation Center on the first and third Thursdays at 10 a.m. The Winston-Salem Council for the Blind is an affiliate of the North Carolina Council of the Blind that promotes awareness, education, employment, and access to public accommodations for the blind and visually impaired. The council meets at 7 p.m. on the fourth Monday of the month at Polo Park Recreation Center. Sighted persons are eligible to join. However, two-thirds of the membership must be blind or visually impaired. For more information about these opportunities, call 336-727-8000. That's 336-727-8000. And turning to Charlotte, the Charlotte Braille Trail, bridging histories through Braille and art on the Cross Charlotte Trail. This project is a transformative initiative that directly addresses the need for more inclusive public spaces in Charlotte. By eliminating barriers to art and culture participation, it is creating a model for enhancing accessibility across the city and can be replicated in other areas too. The project uniquely focuses on a critical gap in cultural access for individuals with disabilities and gives them a celebratory space to build toward additional inclusivity. The Braille Trail is sponsored in part by the Infusion Fund, the City of Charlotte, and the Fund of the Carolinas. Lion Services, Inc. is supported in part by the Infusion Fund and its generous donors. The development of the Braille Trail, tactile guides, Braille signage, and artistic installations not only enriches the trail experience for all users, but also raises community awareness of accessibility issues and fosters a culture of inclusion. Moreover, by collaborating with the Charlotte Museum of History, the project brings to light the stories of notable individuals with disabilities from Charlotte's history, stories that have been largely overlooked. Scheduled to launch the spring of 2025, it's now underway and it represents a timely and essential upgrade to Charlotte's public spaces. It's a collaborative effort that involves local stakeholders such as Lion Services and organizations advocating for people with disabilities, ensuring diverse voices are integrated into the design and implementation process. By supporting the Charlotte Braille Trail, backers contribute to creating a replicable model for other cities and regions, promoting equitable access to arts and culture. The project's success in Charlotte could inspire similar elsewhere, demonstrating how thoughtful design can transform public spaces into more inclusive and enriching environments for everyone. If you're interested in learning more about the Charlotte Braille Trail, email the Lions Services at info@lionsservices.org. So that's info@lionsservices.org. Sounds fun. Governor Moorhead School has a lot going on. The students and staff of the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind will celebrate their homecoming soon. It's Homecoming 2025, Thursday, November 13. They would love for you to join them. The festivities will begin with a homecoming parade at 12:30, followed by a goal ball tournament against the Virginia School for the Blind and the South Carolina School for the Blind. After the tournament, there will be food trucks and a homecoming dance. We would love to celebrate alumni, former teachers and staff, and the wider community of supporters of our school. The Homecoming Committee is recruiting participants for the parade. They would love for you to join in and help create an unforgettable experience for the students. The parade is 1/2 mile long and stretches from one end of the campus to the other. Groups can participate by walking in the parade or riding in a car. Details are as follows. 11:45 to 12:15, assemble at the Western Boulevard Gate. 12:30, parade begins. 1 p.m., parade ends. Participants are asked to create a poster board to carry in the parade to identify their group. For more information or sign up to participate, you can contact the parade coordinator, Nancy Durling, at 919-733-6192. Next, another bee story. The NC Regional Abacus Bee was held at Governor Moorhead School in Raleigh on November 6th. The APH Abacus Bee is a fun and engaging competition designed to ignite a passion for mathematics in students who are blind or have low vision. By allowing the use of various formats like print, braille, UEB math, or Nemeth code, the competition ensures that participants can use methods that suit their individual learning styles. The APH Abacus Bee encourages the use of mental math and abacus skills, unlocking students' full mathematical potential. That's from the American Printing House for the Blind, the Abacus Bee Project. It was a fun-filled day with friends, included snacks, t-shirts, pizza lunch, after-test activities, goodie bags, and prizes. The best Abacus Bee performers nationally will be offered a chance to compete in the finals of the Abacus Bee in Louisville, Kentucky in February of 2026. A little bit about Nancy Barber, who's the interim superintendent of Governor Moorhead School. She was appointed effective July 1st, and she assumes this role with over 3 decades of leadership experience in North Carolina's K-12 and higher education sectors, most recently serving as interim assistant superintendent for special ed in Wake County Public Schools. Previously, she served as a director at the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction, Director of Outreach for the Hill Center in Durham, and as a school administrator and teacher in several North Carolina public school districts. Dr. Barber has planned, led, and supervised programs for students with complex learning needs. She has firsthand knowledge of the resources and compliance frameworks that shape the work at GMS. More importantly, she has experience mentoring and teaching future school leaders at UNC Greensboro and James Madison University. This is critical for team building as we grow our teacher leaders, residential life programming, and new outreach services. Moving forward, the board's plan for selecting the next permanent superintendent is under development. Throughout the process, the board is committed to transparency and two-way communication. Next, our profile segment. Have you heard about CC Trips, Accessible Adventures? That's S-E-E-S-E-A Trips. Whether you're inclined to zip line over a lush Hawaiian tropical rainforest or simply lounge with friends around the pool, CC Trips can make that so much more happen for you. Adventurous shore excursions, exciting culinary delights, incredible sights and sounds, souvenir shopping await you. So Dave Kronk runs CC Trips. He specializes in all aspects of cruising, travel, and accommodations for blind and low vision people who love to travel around the world as much as he does. He's been active in the airline and travel industries for more than 25 years. He enjoys working with visually impaired travelers and understands how challenging getting from one point to the next can sometimes be in this fully sighted world of ours. So making your travel and cruising adventures fun and filled with fond memories, that's his main goal. If fantastic cruising experiences and adventurous shore excursions are what you have in mind, he will pair you up with experienced hosts and guides that know the thrill of hiking through Alaskan rainforests. If lounging by a pool or on a beach in a warm Caribbean sunshine is more your glass of rum-laced punch, well, that's fine too. He has ideas to make those times special as well. And, of course, there's always shopping for a special souvenir, jewelry, linens, quirky T-shirts. He can make that happen, too. So you can use the contact form to mail questions, and he gets back to you right away. As someone once said, he quotes, "Years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the one you did do, so throw up the bowlines, sail away from a safe harbor." And a review from Elaine R., she's an online shopping specialist. She says, "I love cruising with Dave because he always makes sure that everyone has a great time. He even takes care of making sure all the needs for myself and my guide dog are communicated to the cruise line and completely addressed before we even get on board the ship. He gives us choices of tours that he and his crew would assist on, or he lets us be flexible and choose one on our own. Dave also makes sure we have menus ahead of time in email, braille, and large print. One of the cool things that Dave provides are deck directions to make it easier to navigate around the ship. Above all, Dave travels with his groups, so he's always there to serve as a liaison between you and the cruise line to ensure everything goes great on the cruise." So check out www.seeseatrips.com. That's www.seeseatrips.com. Behind the scenes with ABLS, our next profile. So this is written by Teresa, who's with the library, Teresa Stallings, with the Library of North Carolina, the Accessible Books Library Services, ABLS. "Hello, I'm Teresa with the Library of North Carolina," she wrote. "My library division is called ABLS since 1958. My library has been serving every county in the state of North Carolina and sending braille books, large print books, these audio cassettes, and some movies out to the patrons of our library free of charge. The audio books are loaded on a cartridge. We load 8 books on it. The books are selected by the patrons' preferences. When they sign up for our service, they list what type of books they'd like to receive, the authors they'd like to receive, and we keep a staff of reader advisors. You can call in on an 800 number, and they will be happy to change a database or put in a specific book you'd love to hear. Our library provides players for these cartridge headphones, if you'd like, and it's all free of charge. It comes into the U.S. mail free of charge, and you send it back, yep, free of charge, through the U.S. mail. We have our own truck, and we even have our own zip code for the back door, because we have so much going in and out any given day. We will print out the new day's worth of cards. Up to 600 of the patrons to receive the audio books and other books. We will burst them into the burster so that cards are individual, not in a strip. Then we take them to the scribes. Our scribes, once we can scan it in with a scanner gun, that slot will light up and say, "I'm ready to receive." You get a white light, shove in a cartridge. Right next to it, we have a slot for the mailing box. When it's loading, we have a blue light. It turns into a green light. And when it's done, we take it out, put the cartridge in the mailing box, which is about the size of a sandwich, and we put it in the postal cart. Then it goes out to the post office. Every day, we drive our box truck out to the Raleigh post office, unload the outgoing load on the carts of incoming mail, and we bring it back. And every day, we check in with the same scanner guns, check in with the same scribes, all the return BODs, books on demand, so that patron will get credit when they returned it. Overnight, the computer system will assign them a new set of books, then we check it all in, shelve it, and the next morning, we do it all again. We take good care of our patrons. So for more information about the services, and how to apply, visit statelibrary.ncdcr.gov and select for blind and print disabled. Again, that's statelibrary.ncdcr.gov. Moving on to some information from Charlotte. The Metrolinia Association for the Blind. In 1934, with the assistance of the American Foundation for the Blind and Charlotte, North Carolina area residents, including the Charlotte Lions Club, the Mecklenburg County Association for the Blind was formed. The name later changed to Metrolinia Association for the Blind in 1977. The original mission of serving the visually impaired was established at that time and in 2016 became to reduce or eliminate the daily living challenges imposed upon people by blindness or visual impairment. MAB became a member of the Charlotte Community Chest, later the United Way, in 1937. The agency moved to its current location in 1967. Services increased during those years, culminating in the formation of Personal Adjustment and Rehabilitation Services Department in 1978. The main service areas are Mecklenburg, Cabarrus, and Union counties in North Carolina. However, any person who is visually impaired may participate in an agency-based service. In 1985, to support rehabilitation services, MAB created the business arm of the agency, Accessible Braille Services, changed to Accessible Document Services in 2016. To provide document transcription in Braille, large print, audio CD, and accessible PDF for corporate America. As of July 2019, due to a change in alignment, MAB is no longer a recipient of funding via the United Way. But today, we are a North Carolina-based public nonprofit agency that continues to provide vision rehabilitation services to people in the community who are blind or visually impaired, and accessible document services to corporations across the United States. That's a little history lesson for us. Currently, Metrolinia Association for the Blind, MAB, offers a variety of services for people who are blind or visually impaired to improve the quality of life and become more independent. Following services are included: case management, low vision optometry, low vision therapy, rehabilitation therapy, assistive technology, orientation and mobility, and a range of support services. So you can contact them today to learn more about vision rehabilitation services through Metrolina. And you can reach them at 800-926-5466. That's 800-926-5466. And now let's turn to the arts. First off, here is a Thanksgiving craft activity for kids who are blind, deafblind, low vision, or with other special needs, focusing on what they're thankful for. It's called the Thankful Turkey Jar, and it comes to us from Paths to Literacy, which is a collaboration between Perkins School for the Blind and the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. So this project is written by Sandy Gilliam, and it was for her son, Liam. She says, "This Thanksgiving project was designed for my 8-year-old son, who is deafblind and a Braille user, to do alongside his younger brother, Finn. This project uses a jar that we decorated to look like a pretend turkey. Inside the jar, we wrote things in Braille and print that we are thankful for, and attached the words onto popsicle sticks. So the objective was to explore a variety of tactile materials and to generate a list of things one is thankful for and write them as independently as possible on a Braille writer with pencil, drawing tactile symbols, etc. So here are the materials you need: a glass mason jar, some leaves, Mod Podge, fun textured ribbon, sponge paint brushes, tissue paper, googly eyes, those are the raised ones you can feel, orange and brown construction paper, pre-cut in the shape of beaks and turkey body. The procedure: you're going to need popsicle sticks, Braille label paper and Brailler, a Sharpie marker, and an organizer tray to organize the materials for the child. Number one, create a sample model for the students to explore ahead of time. Introduce each of the materials, explaining what they'll be used for, and allow the children to ask questions. Two, together, use Mod Podge to apply the tissue paper onto the jar using the foam brushes. Three, with help, add the leaf onto the front of the jar using Mod Podge and the foam brush. Put the jar aside and allow it to dry. 5. Begin to write things that you are thankful for onto the Braille label paper. Liam used his Brailler to make a list. 6. Cut out the labels and place them on the sticks together. A flat wooden stick labeled Mom in Braille and print text was on one. 7. Go back to the jar, hopefully a little dry now, and add the body of the turkey, googly eyes, and the beak. Add textured ribbon onto the top of the jar and place the sticks into the turkey jar. For more information or to repeat that, go to pathstoliteracy.org. Again, pathstoliteracy.org. A little celebration time for Thanksgiving. Continuing with the arts, there are some theater performances coming up with audio description. First, Raleigh Little Theater is moving forward with their 2025-2026 season. Audio description will be offered on Sunday, December 7, for the 3 p.m. performance of Cinderella. And in February, Moonlight and Magnolias on Sunday, February 8th at 3 p.m. So again, Cinderella, Sunday, December 7th at 3 p.m., and Moonlight and Magnolias in February. As an accommodation, patrons using audio description are eligible for a comp ticket for their driver or sighted companion. So this applies to all ticketed events that the visitor is attending. It also applies to individual, membership, complimentary, and group sales tickets. Visitors using audio description who wish to purchase advance tickets should call the box office at the Raleigh Little Theater, 919-821-3111, to request a complimentary ticket for their sighted companion or driver. These tickets must be picked up in person by the visitor or the driver at the box office. It's advised that visitors contact the box office for tickets for reserved seating events early to ensure that a seat is available at the theater. And for Burning Coal Theater, there's performance dates December 4 through 21 for Here in America. This is the U.S. premiere of a play about two giants of the American theater, Arthur Miller and Elia Kazan. The legendary Marilyn Monroe and Kazan's wife in an act of betrayal during a fevered mid-century moment. This brilliant 90-minute play premiered at England's Orange Tree Theater in November 2024. And here's a little synopsis. On a crisp New England afternoon in 1952, the playwright Arthur Miller travels to the Connecticut home of the greatest stage director of that time, Elia Kazan, and his wife. The conversation, haunted by a then unknown actress who the world would soon know as Marilyn Monroe, will have ramifications across the theater world, the world of politics, and most importantly, across a friendship that has been years in the making. Learn more about ticket discounts, including $5 student tickets, educator discounts, and Pay What You Can Day. And you can review their accessibility page. So call at 919-834-4001 at Burning Coal Theater, or you can email development@burningcoal.org to request accommodations or to give feedback. You can also sign up for a tactile tour available 30 minutes prior to performance of any production with 48 hours advance notice. So there's a lot of opportunity there. Again, email info@burningcoal.org or call 919-834-4001. Deepak has audio description available upon request for selected performances. So you can email accessibleservices@dpacnc.com. We've run out of time for today's episode of Community Connections. We hope you enjoyed it. Please join next time. I'm Deb Zuver, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of the program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Community Connections is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have information to share, comments, or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. And we will be with you again soon.